The China-Pakistan Economic Corridor Green Investments and Cooperation Conference aims to explore ways to gain high-quality economic growth in the two countries' investment cooperation. Since the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, or CPEC, was launched in 2013, a large number of Chinese companies have invested in Pakistan's business and financial sectors. The CPEC has since become a flagship program under the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative. Now, the Chinese authorities are calling on businesses involved in the CPEC to put a greater emphasis on green development. Zhang Wei, Deputy Director of the Chinese Academy of International Trade and Economic Cooperation, says the Chinese government has issued a number of regulations and guidelines on environmental protection for Chinese-funded companies overseas. She says Chinese companies in Pakistan need to focus on sustainable development by balancing economy, the environment, and society.
In fact, many developing countries now attach great importance to environmental protection and sustainable development. And today's business cooperation in the international community requires the Belt and Road spirit of achieving shared growth through discussion and collaboration. Thus, raising awareness for green and sustainable development has already become a key issue for Chinese companies going overseas.
Zhang also says it is a cooperation priority of the Belt and Road Initiative for the involved countries to promote ecological concepts in investment and trade, as well as strengthen collaborations in protecting ecological environment and coping with climate change. At the forum, Sheikh Mohammed Sharik, chief representative of the National Bank of Pakistan, is applauding the Chinese authorities' advocacy to enhance ecological awareness in the two countries' cooperation. He says he hopes more Chinese companies will expand their operations into diverse sectors in Pakistan. He says besides energy and infrastructure, there are many other sectors with investment potential in his country.
Fisheries, one of the major potential export commodities of Pakistan, it has already has a huge potential. Then we can see IT can be another sector, textile, retail, automation, financial services.
Sharik says Pakistan has many advantages in market size, labor force, and consumption ability, which are attractive for investors from China. He also says he hopes that more state-owned and private Chinese companies will come to Pakistan. The bank representative has also pledged to provide financial services for Chinese companies that are interested in operating in Pakistan. For CRI, this is Victor Ning.